The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Now, we were originally going to do a start-to-finish DDD, a Where Should My Binoculars Focus? It's hard for me to say that for some reason. Where Should My Binoculars Focus? I'll have to think about that. But anyway, Steve Wheeler came in. We had a little bit of a miscommunication as to what time he was supposed to come in. The reality is he was supposed to come in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's the reality. But we don't care. I mean, Steve's a long-time sponsor of the show, long-term friend in ever since we've been together in this. And then additionally, he's my only guest host. How does that feel to be the only guest host? Is that good?
I tell you, every time I came in, it's definitely a humbling position to sit in and try to make sure that you're talking for 2 hours and say something hopefully reasonable, and that people are listening, and it's been great. Loved your show, loved being a part of it, and loved being a part of the ministry, and I hope that your listening audience out there appreciates the amount of time and effort you put into. I know preparing for just doing one show on a week, I realized, wow, you get to do a lot of pre-thinking to these things and bringing it up, but so glad to be a part of that, David. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been my privilege to share ministry with you, to get to know you. I was just mentioning, which is ironic, I was doing your live read in the last hour and talking about how the audience has participated in helping create a capture for water and a filter system that's going to help people. And it's like, it's just like if you would never, if you'd have told me 5 years ago, hey, you're going to be doing this, I'd have been, yeah. Sure.
It's incredible. The things that God ends up bringing into our life, and like you say, just taking one step forward, listening and obeying, being involved in his word and saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do today? How do I get involved in things? And I didn't even realize, I just met, I was up in Canada over the weekend, meeting with our fundraisers and our committee in Calgary. And you know, the whole water tank, everything that kind of started with that came from some technology from an agency and a group up in Calgary. And I got to meet one of the guys that's there. He's a wonderful Christian guy. Tommy was at the fundraiser, the dinner that we had. And he came up, and it was so exciting for him to get to see me and to see all the pictures that I was showing from Africa, because we've now finished the Chigaga roof. That's where Johnny Bosco is the pastor. And we've finished that roof, that shed. It's a great, great rain catcher. But it also keeps people out of the sun. Gets them out of the rain. They can have a place to meet and have church. And then we've got the water tank finished. And so thankful for Sam Razul jumping in and getting involved with that, and your radio audience participating with him and doing real estate with him. That was really a fundamental part of getting that project done this year.
Out of all the things, because we've been together a while. What has it been? It's almost been four. Has it been 4 years out of the five?
Four years. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Of all the most bizarre things that have happened, you running into Onesimus has got to be
right here in the office,
right at the top of the list of, oh, you two have never met. Well, we should introduce you.
I mean, well, oftentimes,
share a little bit about that. That's just like the most fascinating story.
Yeah,
people don't realize.
People assume that everybody in ministry, and especially if you're doing church planning or missionary work in another country, you must all know each other. Well, Africa's a pretty big continent. And Uganda is a pretty big country, and we had not bumped into each other there. But Onesimus was studying here at Southern California Seminary at Shadow Mountain Church and the connection there. And he had just been brought along to come see a radio station here because he does a radio show in Uganda and down in Rukungiri. And so he, on the drive over, was wondering, why am I coming here? I mean, he wasn't recording, wasn't doing anything, yet he was coming here. And then when I was coming in the office, you or somebody said, oh, Steve Wheeler, church planning, Onesimus, you're trying to plant churches in Uganda. You guys know each other, right? It's like, nope. And that was the start of that.
Wow.
We started having lunch. I met with him a number of times, discovered that our hearts were just knit both in theology and practice and the method of how to reach a people, trying to transform whole communities and work together with somebody that understands both the pastoral and ministry and shepherding side of things, but can also help people begin to develop a micro-enterprising ability. We've now started the piggeries. We've got a number of families raising pigs. We've got the brick machines going through some Dear Brothers. And then, you know, I got a new board member out of that. James Fazio, Dean of Bible and Theology, has joined my board. And it's really exciting because it knits our hearts together in such a concise way that way.
Yeah. They're called piggeries?
Is that a piggery, yeah, that's what we're calling it. Unless somebody, I've talked to some people, they say, well, I was a pig farmer. And I'm like, well, okay, well, we're doing piggeries. He goes, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I said, well, these people are loving it because it gives them something to eat. But also the pigs, the sows, they produce like every 3 months, they produce piglets. So that becomes an income. And so it's producing something that needs to be used all the time. And so we've got families in the church now doing that. It's kind of a weird thing, but it sets you up to be able to help a church become self-sustaining.
Piggery. I'm still working through it.
You can say that. Can you pronounce Chinyamawa yet?
Chinyamawa.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty good. I had to practice that one on the plane ride back.
Oh, my goodness. We tell people all the time. He says names. I just go, got it.
Well, it's exciting, some of the things that God is doing out there. And so we are working towards bringing on 2 new church planters there next year. Some of your prayer partners here in the radio audience can visit our website, get involved in some of the prayer. We've got another place, Chicarara, where they went down, they fed the people that were starving. They've done a full meal down there. They've got 12 new adult believers. We've got a number of children that want to be in faith. We were able to buy the property there. That was another miraculous day when, like, Sam sent the check 15 minutes after I decided, okay, Lord, we're going to do this. And so we've got a piece of property there so that we can get a headquarters going, a church place. And we just need things like a roof there and other things. And one step at a time, the Lord keeps bringing people that will say, I'll help you with that. I'm going to do that. And so that's what we're looking for.
What do you see on the horizon? Let's say you look at 2018. Because I know you have to in your position. You have certain things that you kind of, okay, well, we have to do this. We know
right.
that. But then there's other things that you may want to do or that you're leaning towards.
Right.
What do you got?
Well, one of the things is the new church ministry available for us in Myanmar for the parliament members. We had the meeting that our field director, Tong Ne Bill, there. He's a pastor of a church in Yangon. We had gotten a fellowship going for the government workers, and we would really love to, because there is no Christian church, no evangelical church in the capital, in Naipito. And we got 35 parliament members that identify as Christians. They travel in for parliament. There's nowhere for them to go to church. So they only go to church when they go back home. Well, Tong wondered, what if we provided a church for these members of parliament? They unanimously, all 35, get 35 politicians to unanimously agree on something.
That's amazing, right there. That's amazing.
They all agreed. They said, if you can provide us a place, we could provide a pastor. It's about $400 a month. We would be able to get a ministry going in the capital city for the members of parliament. And they said there's up to 100 that would be involved. And what a great outreach that would be to the government members in a country that's about 85% Buddhist.
Wow, that is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Then you'd be having an impact and influence on the leaders who are having impacts. I mean, that's just...
Exactly. And they would be going back out to their prospective places, their districts and their villages. That would give us a lot of influence among the churches where people are being thrown out of their village. You know, the Buddhist monk or a chief leader there will come in and say, we don't want a Christian church here, and they'll chase them away. Well, if we can get an influence of the government leaders coming in saying, wait, no, stop, just give them an opportunity. And then as the church begins to do gracious acts of generosity and they benefit the community members, then the people come up and say, we don't want the Christian church to leave. But it takes a little bit of time to get up to that speed of doing that. And so those members of parliament would give us that kind of stability, and God could use that greatly.
Wow, that's a powerful opportunity. So if you're listening in the audience, now I know that, you know, whether you can contribute financially or just through a prayer commitment, that is a great project that people should really consider. If you're trying to figure out, well, how do I get in touch with Steve? First and foremost, I'd go to whitefields.org. Because that gives you a feel. It's not just a brochure site. It's an in-depth site that'll give you a real handle on their personality, what their goal is, where they're heading. So you go to whitefields.org, coming out of John chapter 4, verse 35. Or you can call them. Now, who's the person who's answering the phone now?
Blanca will answer the phone. She's a very nice, friendly person. She will be very nice to them, and I'd love to have someone give her a call. Just ask some questions, get signed up for an email list. If they'd like to make a donation, they can do that over the phone. But Blanca is there. And do you have the number?
Yep, 760-846-8610.
There you go. She's there right now. I know that.
4 years, you know that.
Yeah.
760-846-8610. We're going to take a short break and then come back a little bit more with Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. When I turn
the David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You hear it here from my friends at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172, or their banner at am1170theanswer.com. Did you know their home office is right here in Southern California? I talk about them on my national show, in the show, three times a day. Andrew Del Rey, Todd Avakian, and their team right here, their home office. Did you get an FHA loan a couple of years back and you're tired of paying that mortgage insurance on the loan that the FHA charges? It raises your monthly cost. Most likely your home has gone up in value in Southern California over the last few years. You might be able to refinance into a mortgage without mortgage insurance. It's going to save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Finding out whether or not that's true begins with a phone call to 888-888-1172 or visit to the KCBQ website, am1170theanswer.com. Find the banner for Sierra Pacific Mortgage at am1170theanswer.com or simply pick up the phone and call 888-888-1172. The best rates, and get rid of that FHA mortgage chart every single month.
Sierra Pacific Mortgage Company, NMLS ID 1788, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we had a surprise walk-in guest who's not really a guest. He's not really, it's not even really an interview because we're friends, so it doesn't really matter. It's like, yeah,
like
I came.
We're just sitting around talking.
Yeah, I came a day early. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
So what?
No. If I showed up at your house, hey, can you quick fix yeah. up a room for me?
Yeah, sure. That's going to be a little bit easier in Texas.
Right.
I want to point that out to you just so you
can
know.
Yeah, okay, don't start that. Yeah, and the new gas price goes in tomorrow, too.
I don't want to say too many things, but I will say less rent, more space.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to give you. Less
Very
rent,
true. Very
more
true.
Space. You can't blame me. It's not my fault. I'm not the one who did this. Okay. So Steve has been with our show for 4 years or so. Fantastic client. Great guest host. Great job. You guys have a fantastic ministry. We really believe in it and have always stood by you. So you've got we've got about an 8-minute segment here. Mm-hmm. So you got three things you got to try and accomplish. One, 60 seconds on why it's called Whitefields.
Sure.
Two, on a little bit of your testimony, and then I can't remember what the third thing is. But
we'll think of it when we get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. All right, so why is it called Whitefields?
Whitefields, John 4:35. The focus is on proclaiming the gospel. That's what Jesus was encouraging his disciples. When he said white, he was referring to the people, not the color of their skin, but the headscarves that they would be wearing to keep the sun off them. Samaria was a very hot place. And in fact, Samaritans were, to the Jews and the disciples, they would have been another culture, a hated culture. They didn't get along well. And Jesus said when that woman had gone into the town there, the Samaritan well, he told his disciples, you say it's this many months before the harvest comes? Well, I'm telling you, lift up your eyes. The fields are white already to harvest. And he was referring to the people. It's similar to the analogy that Jesus made. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Well, the four fishermen in the group, they understood what that meant. They had to get out and begin persuading people and drawing them. Well, his disciples, who had been in town, came back with food, no people to meet the Messiah. This woman goes into town and proceeds to convince everybody to come out, and his disciples had the privilege of sitting there and harvesting those souls that they had not planted. They didn't plant the seeds. I don't know what they were doing when they were in town, maybe arguing about who was going to get the best food for Jesus, something like that. That was typical character for them. But they came back with nobody, and they didn't plant any seeds to harvest. But Jesus says, no, the fields are ripe. They're white already to harvest. That made them realize he's talking about the people coming, not the plants.
Yeah. Cool. That's good. That's good there job go. There. All right, let's go back to, and I do want people to recognize, whitefields.org is the way that you attach the ministry. And Steve has said before, and I've said it numerous times, that if you're going to connect to them, you should almost, it's almost better to go through it through prayer and let it be a connection that God creates, not any kind of manipulation or something like that. Just sure. See if this is what you want to connect to. And if you do, great. And if you don't worry about it.
Yeah. Right? Love it when people come to our website, click on the word pray up at the top, go to any of the countries that interest you, read some of the reports. These are simple guys that live out in a village, but they take the effort every month to try to write a report. Now, they don't have computers, most of them. Some of them maybe will go in. They have to walk down to a town area outside of the village where they're at. They communicate with the person there. They get into a computer cafe, or maybe they get a phone, some kind of phone connection. They call into our office in the country. They begin to share, this is what's going on, this is what we need you to pray for. They make a lot of effort to do that. I've heard some of them that walk half a day to get down to an area where they can get internet connection or something at a cafe. So our goal here is to connect North Americans that will come on our website, get involved in praying for those guys. So the reports are simple. They're usually about people that are getting saved, people that are doing things. John Bosco's report in Chigaga in Uganda shares about a woman who was married into a family that worships evil spirits. The witch doctor said her and her husband were building a new house. The witch doctor threatened her, you better call me to come and bless your house, and we need to do a blood sacrifice there, or you're going to die if you move into this house. Well, the church came in. I'm not going to tell everybody what happened, but I'll tell you, the church came, responded to her. They can go click on the whitefields.org website. They can read the story from John Bosco and in Chigaga. Find out what the Lord did. It's been 3 months since she moved into the house.
Wow, that's cool. Good way. Yeah. And that's a good setup, by the way.
That's very good. I'm not going to tell you the end of the story.
A little bit of tease right there,
folks. I thought of that as I was in the middle. Yeah. I was just going to blurt it out, everything that happened, and then everybody go, oh, great, praise God. And then
they don't have to look. Yeah,
Or maybe not. Praise God. Oh,
That was kind of weak on the backside.
I know. I'm sorry. I just blew it. Okay.
Whitefields.org. All right. So if you want to talk to Blanca, 760-846-8610. This is part of Steve's team, and they're a great team. When we first started out, you didn't have much of a team.
No, we were
pulling it
together.
Now you're in the team mode right now.
Yeah. The Lord has brought us a great team together. We were just at the Veritas Conference. It's great. We met some friends there. If any of you are listening and you were at the Veritas Conference at Maranatha Chapel and you came by the Whitefields booth, you would have met either Ray or Blanca or Aaron were there. I was in Canada over the weekend. I just barely got back last night and then came here on the wrong day. So
yeah,
it's really all working out quite well.
Well, I mean, the Lord does bring it all together. All right, so we have about 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so you have 4 minutes just to say, and this is just kind of like because it's your swan song here for this kind of scenario. So not in life itself, just in the show, just to make sure everybody knows that. And it's like, how did you get, and you got to do it 4 minutes, right, Steve, so you know, because we're on a hard break. How did you get to Whitefields?
Well, I'll tell you what, my parents were supporters of Whitefields back when I was in high school. I used to attend the banquets that they'd hold here. It used to be out at Claremont Emmanuel Baptist Church, and once a year they'd have a dinner. I used to attend those with my parents. I confess often in groups, I say, I came, I ate the food. I didn't really pay attention to the speakers very much, so be careful. God might make you become the director of something if you don't pay attention. But actually, when I came down to San Diego, I'd been on staff at Grace Community Church up in Sun Valley for 10 years, and I wanted to get in the pulpit. I wanted to start preaching. When I came, our founder, dear brother, Bert Poole, had passed away. This is about 20 years ago now. And the mission was saying, hey, how do we proceed? How do we go forward? Well, I had just stepped into a church to become a pastor. And so for 10 years, I volunteered for Whitefields. I traveled over to Japan. I visited the Philippines. And these brothers, dear brothers over there, would just grab me and hug me and weep on my shoulder. Now, Japanese are very stoic people. But they would thank me and thank me and thank me for Whitefields. If it hadn't been for Whitefields, my church wouldn't be here. How lonely I would have been, except I knew people were praying for me and nothing was going well, me trying to start a church until Whitefields started praying for me. And as I was there, I was going, you're telling the wrong guy thank you. You really need to be saying this to my parents and people like my parents that have been supporting this ministry. And I came back and I started talking to the board. They asked me to do a session with them to describe the future. And I kept telling them, we need to tell more people about this. You need to tell people what's happening over there. It's amazing how these guys, their churches wouldn't exist. These lives that now know Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be there, but these guys are there. And I kept saying that. And then they said, okay, come do it full time. We need to get you on the road. We need to get you to travel. And so I've started going to countries two or three times a year now and meeting with our pastors, walking with them out in the villages and seeing what they're doing. And even though I'm 6'2", I often walk with guys that are about 5 feet. I wrote a blog once, and they'll find it at the website. I said, I've been walking with giants.
That's cool.
What these guys go do, the danger that they face, the willingness to go into a village, our dear little brother Takupi could stand underneath my arm when my arm's held out, stretched out. Went into a village one time, he says, I went there, no one had ever heard of Jesus or the Bible. And so I spent 3 days with them and I taught them from creation to salvation. And now there's the initial beginnings of a church there, people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Just goes into villages and just finds people that have never heard the gospel, starts talking, starts sharing, starts introducing Jesus, and then we can come along behind him. Chris Pano in the Philippines doing the same thing, leading young people to Christ. Tong Nebil, our leader in Myanmar as well. 6 young people, all baptized just recently, all in their 20s. So these are young people that are coming forward, becoming the next generation. Onesimus, the guys in Africa, I'll tell you what, you want to go to prayer? Somebody's demon-possessed. Somebody's got a witch doctor that's saying, do a blood sacrifice. You want to get involved and pray for them.
Wow. That is a challenge laid down, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if you want to take that next step. Pick up the mantle. Whitefields Ministries. You can go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. 760-846-8610. Great job. You've done a great job with the last 4 years.
Appreciate
super
it.
Proud, super, super blessed to be connected to
Are
you
getting your accent on so you can start talking like y'all down there?
Y'all. I'm working on y'all. All right. Yeah. Y'all listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
All you have made me safe, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way, he likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help. Because we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
San Diegans should not go hungry at Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal to help our most vulnerable. $41 provides 20 meals. Each month, we share God's love and serve almost 45,000 meals to hungry men, women, seniors, and children. Please give today.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
This is an important message for anyone with Medicare. You may be eligible for an all-in-one Medicare plan with extra benefits that may include dental, vision, hearing aids, and more. For one affordable monthly plan premium, some with a $0 monthly premium, you may be able to get coverage for your hospital visits, doctor appointments, prescription drugs, routine dental care, eyeglasses and contact lenses, hearing aids, and possibly more. Today may be the first time you've heard about this type of Medicare plan. The advisors at the eHealth.com helpline are licensed insurance agents and are standing by to tell you more. Call 1-800-206-9977 or visit eHealth.com to see if you qualify for these benefits. Call 1-800-206-9977 or visit eHealth.com now. Call 1-800-206-9977. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. The availability of a $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan in your area is not guaranteed. Benefits, including premium, will vary based on the plan options for which you qualify.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. My next guest, well, just hold on now. Just hold on as we do for one last time the introduction that was written by the grace of God. From the dawn of time, wisdom has come forth for a select few, and right now in our time during our show, this show, we have the privilege to have such a one with wondrous insights and sage advice with knowledge that will make you brighter. Ladies and gents, it's Marty Schneider.
Boy, am I going to miss that, David.
Aren't you? That's gonna be a bummer, huh?
That, you know, please don't go, brother. Just leave your voice here, okay? Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, we just had Steve Wheeler came in, and he's, yeah, God bless him, he came back from Canada, and he accidentally came in on the wrong day.
Oh, my goodness.
So we accommodated him, Marty. We're pretty accommodating. And so we were able to take care of him, and now he's going to be going home going, what day is it? So that ought to be a lot of fun for him. So that's going to be our last interview with him. This is going to be our last interview with you, one of our favorite people of all time.
Likewise.
Oh, my goodness.
You
talk
know,
to me.
David, I was thinking about all the things we've talked about, you know, through the years on our time together. And, boy, first thing is I'm sure going to miss these discussions. They're always, you know, illuminating and enlightening and fun. And the second thing is I thought about what a fantastic steward you have been of your time here on 1210 AM KPRZ. I mean, you know, when we talk about stewardship, we generally think about, you know, how we handle our finances, but it's so much bigger than that. It's the stewarding of our time and our attitudes. And as you've taken these hours each and every afternoon here to steward the show and bring great guests on and great insight, you've been a terrific, terrific steward of your time here. We've sure enjoyed it. And, you know, Lord bless you in the next adventure as you move forward from here. And I know you'll be a great steward of whatever you're doing. But I just wanted to say personally how much I've appreciated watching you steward the time that you've had available on the radio. Fantastic, brother. Well done.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. And to let you know in regards to future stewardship, I'm simply asking for six numbers that are on a small piece of paper that all are congruent with something they call off on a national lottery. I'm just kidding, Marty. Just like, I want to be a steward of these numbers, Lord. Which ones are they? All right, anyhow. Anyway, talk to us about what's going on because, you know, if you watch you watch the news, you just want to cry. And then the second thing is, with all the turmoil, are we losing or missing the financial news that's really taking place in our society right now?
You know, it's so confusing to so many people, David. It's, you know, even on a day like today with all the headlines swirling around and, you know, the political investigations and, you know, all of the acrimony, it's so difficult to, at the same time, watch Wall Street continue to kind of plug away the stock market again, all green numbers today, the NASDAQ index, which is the... It's the high-tech index that, you know, it covers mostly new age and high-tech kind of stock companies. It's closed today at a record high. And the Dow and the S&P, although measuring different portions of the stock market, they still are at or near record high levels. So it continues to kind of defy logic, and I know, you know, Congress continues to debate the tax reform thing that we've talked a little bit about. Hopefully we're going to have a little more clarity on that, because I do believe tomorrow the House is supposed to release their version, and we'll get a little more detail of what this might look like. So, but in spite of all the noise, the market just keeps kind of plugging ahead, and then you've got the geopolitical overlays and the rhetoric with North Korea and all of that going on at the same time, and Iran and the Russian investigation. I mean, there's just so much noise, and it's been interesting to watch the market just continue to plow ahead in spite of all of it.
Is there a reason? Is that more because that the market is disconnected, or is that really more because the market looks at this and says nothing's going to happen? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it more like the market shrugging it off, or is it that the market is so disconnected?
You know, good question. It is. The market has always been called, David, the term that is often used is a leading indicator, which means it tends to be looking downstream, if you will, 9 to 12 months downstream. And it's been my theory that what the market's been looking at is really if tax reform kind of priced into this thing. And the fact that it shrugged off all the rest of the noise is just shows me how much of an impact investors believe that the tax changes could have in our economic environment, both in terms of employment and in terms of lowering personal income taxes, which means people have more money in their net paycheck, which generally means they're going to spend more, and when they spend more, then corporate profits go up and corporations can hire more people, and so all of those kind of trickle down things are kind of built into it. I think the market is looking down at, in spite of the rest of the political noise that's around it. So that's my take on it, and I think, of course, if tax reform doesn't happen, you'll see this market go the other way very, very quickly.
All right, so what of all the things, now you've certainly have a lot of turmoil in the media and now apparently in Hollywood and everywhere else. What is like the three, if you're going to pick three things that you're going to say to this audience, because it's been, you know, we've been together almost 4 years. I mean, it's been quite some time. If you're going to pick the top three things that people in this audience need to remember from David and Marty getting together outside of, how can you not have a corned beef or a pastrami sandwich? Outside of that, what would be the top three things that you would tell people, look, from wisdom, from practical wisdom, these three things are just three things that you need to have your mind or your brain zeroed in on? What would they be, Marty?
Number one would be continue to be mindful of your giving, would be at the top of the list, because it's been my feeling all along that is what blesses the rest of your financial life. So that'd be number one. Continue to focus on that, and if it's not where you want it to be, continue to chip away till you get it where you want it to be. Number two would be stay as debt-free as you possibly can, and that keeps you much less vulnerable to all of the winds of economic turmoil that blow out there periodically. And when you're not encumbered and you are out of bondage, out of debt bondage, there's a great freedom in that. And then number three would be to take advantage of employer-sponsored benefit plans like IRAs and 401ks through work. Make sure you max those out to the degree that you can afford to do that. And if you can do those things, you know, if you can give and you can stay out of debt if you're in debt, and then number three, participate in benefit programs that are available to you, I think you'll find yourself in a pretty good financial position. you know, position and spiritual position long term.
All right. So in that, I think that some people do want to give but have not worked into not necessarily a budget mindset, but even that faith place mindset. So yeah. Is it good advice to say, look, if you're not able to give, a fixed percentage, like a 10% or, tithes plus offering kind of mentality, pick a number, do it in stages, and learn to get comfortable piece by piece?
Yeah, and that kind of approach, David, if at the same time people are working at eliminating their debt issues, what I find is once the debts are taken care of, it just frees up so much cash flow each month, and then all of a sudden, the giving becomes so much easier because you're not, spending all that interest throwing it down the drain, making your, the people that are lending you the money very, very happy, but not you so happy. So when you get rid of that, it frees up that cash flow and allows you to give, and also allows you to take advantage of what may be available through an employer plan, like a 401k type of a benefit. So to me, those are the keys, is you start and you do what you can do. And even if it's I can give $20 a week right now, period, then that's where you start. But you've got to, in my opinion, build the habit, because this is like any other habit, like having a quiet time and a meditation time each day, is if you don't do it, you don't build the habit, and if you don't build the habit, it doesn't happen continually. And I think giving becomes a habit when you do it regularly, and starting where you can is a sound place to begin.
All right. So if you don't practice it, it doesn't process. I mean, that's really what it is in a nutshell. All right,
yes, sir.
So, all right. Let me ask you this, because we've talked about this before, and the reason I'm reiterating is because our time is winding down. I just want to make sure people know that. So if they've got 5 credit cards, Marty, one's at 1,000, one's at 2, one's at 3, one's at 4, one's at 5, and they have different interest rates, what should they go after first?
The one that is got the highest minimum monthly payment required. So many times people will think this is an interest rate driven choice. So, if one's at 10% and one's at 8%, then I want to pay off the 10% one first. Not necessarily. What we want to do is eliminate the one first, David, that is taking the most out of their monthly cash flow, and then put as much into that particular debt repayment as possible while paying minimums on everything else until you can get that one big one paid down to zero, and then you begin to trickle it down to the remaining credit cards, the other 4 that would be left in your example. So it's pay the minimums on all of those 4 except for one, where you put as much as you can afford each month above the minimum to whittle it down as quickly as you can. And then once that one is gone, you attack bill number 2 the same way. So it's kind of Scud missile attack on one at a time until it's gone and blown up, and then you take that freed up cash flow and you roll it down into the next one. And that system is so effective, and it's the best one I've ever seen to blow up the debt as quickly as you possibly can.
Ladies and gentlemen, the smartest guy I know in finances, the smartest professor when it deals with money. Let me tell you how I can get in touch with him. 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526, theretirementprofessor.com. To see him doesn't cost you any money, and it'll save you tons and tons. I know that if you meet with Marty, you will think it is time well spent. As our time has been, Marty, over the years, thank you for being an excellent guest on this show. I greatly appreciate it.
David, I've appreciated you. It's been a privilege and a blessing to be with you, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you in the future. God bless you and your family. Safe travels, and may the Lord continue to use you in a mighty way. I love you, brother. Take care.
You too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another sky.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Is your dog struggling with joint discomfort? Now you can help improve your dog's comfort and mobility in just 7 days. NutriTails is a patent-pending chewable with an ingredient clinically tested to get your dog moving and feeling more comfortable in as few as 7 days. Look, many joint formulas use glucosamine and chondroitin, but that might not work fast enough. With NutriTails, the long wait is finally over. Call us now to try a 30-day supply risk-free at a special discounted price. Call 1-800-291-9415.
I started giving him NutriTails in a day 7. He was jumping and running and playing like he did when he was 3.
It was a miracle. NutriTails really did us right. It's a miracle.
Don't spend weeks waiting for a joint formula to work. Give your dog relief in just 7 days. Try NutriTails risk-free. Call 1-800-291-9415. 1-800-291-9415. 1-800-291-9415.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The defeat of ISIS in its self-proclaimed capital of Raqqa, in its self-proclaimed caliphate, is a huge victory for the West and for the U.S.-backed forces that cleared that Syrian city of its remaining ISIS killers. Those self-proclaimed martyrs surrendered, by the way, refusing to fight to the death as ISIS propaganda had always proclaimed they would. The Syrian civil war continues, and its ghastly toll continues to rise, of course, as does the war against ISIS, and not just in Syria and Iraq, but around the world, as the death of 5 members of American Special Forces in Niger in October showed. The sacrifices of the American military of the highest sort, and honor must be paid to their heroism and to the families of the fallen. Part of that honor is pausing to note that they and their brothers and sisters in arms are winning, that they are actually driving back radical Islamist terror. Congressman Mike Gallagher noted earlier this week, that was unthinkable even a year ago under the tactics employed by the Obama administration. We salute the liberators of Raqqa and the American Special Forces who assisted them. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
But I feel like breaking out, having some good time, breaking out.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Well, this is, it's been great. It was great to see Steve. Steve was going to come in tomorrow. They came in today. Great to talk to Marty. These are people that are just genuinely excellent, excellent people. Yeah, they got a business. Yeah, they work, in their business frame, but they have ministry like Steve or like Sam has a business, but these people are just, they have just been great, gracious friends for me over the last so many years, and I really appreciate each and every one of them. I've just been super blessed. The clients that we've had on this show, I mean, virtually every one of them has just been a tremendous blessing to our lives. We really appreciate it. All right, so we've got something that's very important. I was going through this last night, and remember, we're winding down on DDD, so I've got a four-parter tomorrow that should be a lot of fun. Then we have Adam Hamill coming in the second half of the show from 3:30 to 4. Then Thursday, I'm picking my top 2 things that I've shared in the sense of sharing and teaching. Then Friday, a robo producer will be running the show. We will do my top 1, plus we will then look at clips, certain clips that him and I want to review. I'll probably spend all Friday morning going through picking out all the different clips. There's way too many. Some are fun, some are serious, some are fun and serious, both. All right, but let's look at this one that we're looking at now. This is kind of a Facebook post. It's called Keep Grace in place. Keep grace in place. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 2. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God granted to the churches of Macedonia. During a severe testing by affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed into the wealth of their generosity. You read a scripture like that, you go, huh? You got to break these things down. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God granted to the church of Macedonia. That's the churches of Macedonia. During a severe testing by affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed into the wealth of their generosity. First and foremost, the grace of God is for salvation. To miss the grace of God is just to miss it. Those that fall from grace are not people that have had grace and then they've abandoned grace and can never receive or retrieve to grace. They're people that have operated from grace and fell from that platform and are trying to access through a different platform, which will not help them access. So it's like grave mistake. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not from works, so no one can boast. The reason that salvation is a gift is so that nobody can boast. It's a gift from God. When you work at work, you earn a paycheck. When you get a present, you receive it. You don't earn it. So a gift is a present. I'm giving you a gift. Why is it a gift? Because you can't earn it. I'm just giving it to you. Here you go. Thank you. That's what you say. So the grace of God, unmerited favor, is for salvation. You should recognize that, see that, rejoice in that, embrace that, and love that. But, remember what I said but meant? On the other hand, grace and the grace of God are also for situations. It's for salvation, for sure, and the grace of God is available for situations, and a lot of people miss this. Grace is there for you to be saved, but grace is there for you to endure. Grace is there for you to prevail against a tough test. Grace is there for you to get through affliction. Grace is there for you to survive. Grace is there for you to thrive. Grace is there for you to step up. Grace is there for you to step through. Grace is there if you have to step back. It's not just salvation, though that by itself is fantastical. But it's also for your situations that the grace of God enters. The grace of God is available for Christians during severe testing. So whatever you're going through, you can still call upon the name of the Lord and ask for his grace and that gift will be granted to you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.